Well, President Obama said he was heartbroken over the murder and death of James Foley. Let's turn to another issue that forces us to think and feel deeply. That's Ferguson, Missouri. Calls have grown louder for the president himself to visit the St. Louis suburb. And as Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd reports, it's the latest step in the president's long and difficult journey navigating racial tensions in America.
President Obama stood at a White House podium Monday and said he was committed to bridging a gulf of mistrust between local residents and police.
But that requires that we build and not tear down. And that requires we listen and not just shout. That's how we're going to move forward together.
Rewind the tape 6 years and you arrive at another podium, this one in Philadelphia. It was March 2008. Then-candidate Obama stood on the edge of history, just months away from becoming the nation's first black president.
Working together, we can move beyond some of our old racial wounds. And that, in fact, we have no choice. We have no choice if we are to continue on the path of a more perfect union. For the African-American community, that path means embracing the burdens of our past without becoming victims of our past.
Old sermons about race and inequality written by the candidate's former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, had stirred up a national debate. Obama was forced to respond.
Reverend Wright's comments were not only wrong, but divisive. Divisive at a time when we need unity. Racially charged at a time when we need to come together to solve a set of monumental problems.
It seemed the monumental problems were put aside for a while when Obama won the presidency. Merlee Evers Williams, the wife of slain civil rights leader Medgar Evers, spoke to NPR the day after the 2008 election.
I realized it was a sense of pride in seeing this young man who had transcended race, who had moved into this position. That brought us hope. I thought about all of those people who had paid with their life that we could be at this point where we are today.
Less than a year later, Obama weighed in on his first race controversy as president. He said police acted stupidly when they arrested Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates on his doorstep in Cambridge. That ended in a White House summit with the black professor, the white cop, and Obama sipping American-made beers. Then in 2012, the debate over race flared again.
Something extraordinary happened across the country today, 1 month after a young man named Trayvon Martin was shot by a man on a neighborhood crime watch.
With Trayvon Martin, the president's response was more personal.
There are very few African-American men in this country who haven't had the experience of being followed when they were shopping in a department store. That includes me. There are very, very few African-American men who haven't had the experience of walking across the street and hearing the locks click on the doors of cars. That happens to me, at least before I was a senator.
Now deep into his second term, Obama is once again having a conversation about race and politics over the unrest in Ferguson. Khalil Gibran Muhammad runs the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in New York.
It's been a flat line.
He's referring to the president's evolution on racial discourse.
It's been what we would expect a candidate to say, but now he's been the president. Personal biography and one's own story as the son of a Kenyan immigrant and a Kansas mother is insufficient to the challenges of what is happening in black America today, which is not just about individual choices. It's also about how those choices are made in incredibly difficult and disadvantaged environments.
You know, if you go back to the days around the president's election, we heard so many people talking about how the world was going to be this very different place now that a black man was in the White House. Khalil Gibran Muhammad, do you think 6 years later that that hope still stands up?
There's an old saying in the black community that black folks will have to make a way out of no way. And I think that you'll find in many pockets of black America and even some pockets of white America, a continuing hope and faithfulness that this incredibly smart and gifted leader of this nation will find his footing and his voice to bring home the prize of racial justice in this country. But thus far, He's been fairly consistent in choosing not to step up to that plate.
But this week, Obama has been talking about a program he started called My Brother's Keeper, a partnership with his administration, cities, and businesses to get Black and Latino teenagers through high school and into jobs. The president has also turned to criminal justice reform in prisons. He's commuted sentences for Black prisoners who spend a disproportionate amount of time behind bars. And with Ferguson boiling over, Obama still has time to shape the nation's conversation on race. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.